59% of kids had the curfew. And by the way, just to clarify, it wasn't a curfew during the week that it was 2 a.m. It was, you know, it was pretty reasonable. But
what
on the weekend.
What was your curfew on the week, during the week? That's what we're all really talking about.
Well, I think it was dark, but we were kind of in a neighborhood. We didn't really have a lot of street lights, and we were kind of outside the city. And so, it was usually, you know, in a reasonable hour.
When the Big Dipper was at 23 degrees in the sky,
you know,
had to come home.
Well, it's summer in the summertime, but at night, you know, it'd be 5 or 6. So, yeah, you come in and you do your homework and that kind of stuff. I don't think we stayed out late on the weeknights. But, you know, when it came to Friday, I can't even imagine being in it dark. Yeah. What kind of rules are those?
Yeah.
That's crazy.
It was good.
So we asked if there was a poll taken. Would you do it all over again in high school if you had the opportunity? 55% said, yeah, they'd do it all over again, and they would do things differently, which I think is true, right? You'd go back, and if you could go back and ask yourself.
I would do everything exactly the same, except for with women. I would have asked out.
So you would have been more.
I had a crush on. I would have asked her out
instead of being shy.
I was very shy.
Okay,
but everything else I would do exactly the same. It was very successful and fun 4 years.
Say now, if high school was the way it was when I went back, yes. But if high school is now, and go back, no. Oh hell no. I mean, I see these kids and I give them all the credit in the world having to kind of work their way through all this other stuff that's
sure.
going on.
Yeah.
But, you know, they asked the obvious questions. Do you have a crush on someone in high school? 87% said they did.
Mm-hmm.
Specific friends or groups or cliques. Yeah, I'm about 83%. There was always those cliques out there. But some of the stats that kind of broke down in different categories. Rules and rebellion. Let's talk about that. 57%. No, if it was 59%, had a curfew. 31% snuck out of the house during the week. Were you ever?
Nope.
You didn't snuck out of the house?
Nope.
All right.
No reason to. I didn't really have that much of a social life.
Okay.
And I didn't want to ruin the trust of my parents.
Yeah.
And you couldn't really sneak because once you walked out of the house and turned the vehicle on and drive out of a gravel driveway, it was very noisy. And
yeah.
Was not worth the effort.
Our house was a little older, so yeah, it did have the squeaky floors and stuff. And my room was right next to my parents' room.
Mine too.
Right across the hall. So there was no way of me getting out. 52% say they got grounded often. Did you get grounded?
Nope. Never got grounded because I never had a reason to.
There was a kid in our neighborhood named Mark Kenner. I think that kid was grounded 97% of the time.
He wasn't learning.
Yeah, he was always, and then he ended up running away. He ended up being a real dink later on in life, so I don't know if that was because of the grounding or the fact that he was getting grounded because he was a dink. I'm not really sure.
You nailed
it
on the second option right there.
Probably.
You nailed it.
He was a guy that I ran into like years later after high school. We were at a bar, and I had just bought a new truck.
You wanted to punch him?
Well, he was a dink out there in the dance floor, and he saw where my truck was, and he spit chew all over my paint
job. There you go. That's exactly right. He was getting grounded all the time because he is a hooligan.
Yeah, a hooligan. A riff-raffer.
There's other words I'd like to use, but we're on radio, so I'm coming up with dink and hooligan. That's the best.
50% said they skip school often.
Nope, never. I like going to school. That's where all my friends were. That was when I was social. I got to go be with my friends, and I enjoyed the majority of my classes. And
did you ever
a little bit of a nerd, I guess, but I liked it. I like going to school.
Okay, so then I'm going to ask this question. Then I don't think this happened. Were you ever in the principal's office?
In elementary school, all the time.
Okay,
I was a dink.
So what did you do when you were in your younger years, of your group's younger years?
I was, to wrap it up into one word, or I'd say hard-headed.
Okay.
I didn't like it when teachers told me no, or so I would say no. There's a lot of different examples, but basically hard-headed.
Okay.
And so the teachers would get frustrated with me and send me to the principal's office. And then once I got to the principal's office, I would shut down. And it was just, I'm not cooperating, I'm not participating, I'm not talking, I'm not ratting. I'm not helping you with any of this investigation. I'm sitting here quiet.
I always made friends with the teachers that way. I was kind of on the side with the teachers. And there was only one time that I was in the principal's office. We were Ron Todd was in the back doing spit wads. I'll never forget. He was in the little spit wads, yeah. little paper spit wads.
Yeah.
And I had my knee. I was in a cast. So there was a group of us, like three or four of us, with the spit wads. So those three guys had to go out and clean after school. They had to go clean.
But you were in a cast, so you didn't have to clean.
I didn't. So I had to sit in the office with the assistant principal, Mrs. Hansen, and got to know Mrs. Hansen, and we became friends.
Yeah,
while they were all cleaning out the whole schoolyard.
My story was not spit wads. It was pomegranates.
Pomegranates.
I was launching and throwing pomegranate seeds at people. Because they pop, you know, that's where the juice is. This isn't the seed, right?
Yeah.
So I was throwing them at people and throwing them at the walls and, yeah, pomegranate seeds.
All right. So to wrap this all up, the things we wish we could tell ourselves back in high school, don't waste any more time learning that trombone. It'll never get you the extra ladies in
there. I wouldn't be here right now if it wasn't for that trombone, so you better be thankful. You, Moon, better be thankful I played
trombone.
Well,
it did say tuba. I kind of changed that because I knew you were a trombone player.
How dare you? Tuba's correct. No ladies with the tuba.
Justin Timberlake isn't as cool as you think. Stop copying his hair.
I got to say right now, though, musical instrument kids, we know how to hold our breath and buzz our lips, so I was quite popular with the ladies.
And then we'll just end it with this. Quit sniffing the markers. You're going to need those brain cells someday. So good luck to you on that.